How's everything going?
Good.
Good. Take a... No, no, no. What is this?
Snacks for my video party.
No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. We're not going to have kids eating all that sugar, and then it kicks in and turns them into human pinballs, and they run around and vandalize my house. Now, take it back and bring some fruit out here, please.
Okay. What videos did you rent?
Wow! Take a look. Check it out, huh? Well, you got some old favorites there.
Old Yeller again?
Well, it gets better, dear, the more you see it. Don't you like the part where he goes,
Treasure Island with Long John Silver? Again?
Melodies!
Dad, my friends like movies that are more hip.
Hip movies like what, dear?
Like Porky's, Porky's 2, Porky's Revenge.
Those movies are R-rated. How did you find out about them?
Theo and his friends went to see it, and they were talking about it. And Kim and her older sister went to see it. She said it was hilarious.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Your mother and I do not want our 9-year-old daughter seeing movies with that kind of language. Okay?
Dad, let me explain something.
No, don't explain. I don't want to explain.
9-year-olds today aren't like when you were 9. Corny things were in then. Like stories about dogs. Oh, it's a new age, Dad. Get with it.
Here we go. Now, are you guys ready for the videos that I brought for you to see?
Did you get Friday the 13th or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. No, we're not going to have that. We're going to see movies with chills and suspense.
Uh-oh. That's what he says every time he shows Old Yeller on Treasure Island. Old Yeller dies at the end. Then Dr. Huxtable cries. Dr. Huxtable, since you like dog stories, have you seen The Hound of the Damned?
No.
That dog is better than Old Yeller. His eyes are red, and he speaks Latin, and he only likes human blood.
Yeah!
You people are sick. Now, you're going to watch Old Yeller, you're going to watch Long John Silver, and you're going to like it. I don't even want to stay in the same room with you people.
I'll put Treasure Island in the VCR.
Rudy, wait. I have something even better. The Gross Out Gang.
What's the Gross Out Gang?
You'll love them. They're gross. One of them is called Grimy Jerry. He picks his nose and wipes it on people. Ugh.
Ew. That sounds great. Let's watch it. Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to watch that tape. When it was in the theaters, my parents wouldn't let me go see it.
Come on. Your dad's downstairs and your mom is at work. There's nobody here to catch us.
Almost everyone has seen this movie, Rudy. You have to see it.
Well, okay. I went through the tape and said it at the good part.
I shouldn't have eaten those last 9 hot dogs.
Hey, this is something out of Grimy Snow. Yeah.
Where did this come from? Peter's father's waiting for you outside. Kenny, don't forget the movie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rudy. Good luck. You're probably gonna get it when we leave.
Bye.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and do some homework.
Not so fast. Come over here and sit down for a minute. I want to talk to you. Now, Rudy, you knew that we did not want you watching that Gross Out Gang movie.
But, Mom, everyone has seen it except me.
That is beside the point.
Hey, how was the party?
Cliff, I came through this door, and all the children were sitting on this couch watching the gross-out gang movie. That film with those weird-looking kids that belch all the time and throw snot on people.
I thought I told you I didn't want you watching that movie.
But, Dad, people's bodies make noise. It's a part of life.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to the mall to meet Jeremy. I'll be back at 10.
You finished your homework?
Yes.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rudy.
See, Vanessa gets to do whatever she wants. Going out on a school night.
Vanessa is 15, Rudy. When you get to be 15, you can do that too.
But I want to do that now, when I'm 9.
Rudy, why don't you go upstairs and do your homework, honey? And I'll check in on you at 9:30. Be ready for bedtime.
9:30? Why can't I stay up past 9:30? And they say it's free world. Ha! Huh, that's what they think. It's a free nothing.
It's free because we pay for it.
Want some tea?
Thank you.
You know, Cliff, Rudy might not be entirely off the mark. Maybe we should reconsider some of our rules. Every night we make Rudy go to bed at 9:30, right? Why 9:30?
Because the children before her went to bed at 9:30.
But where did we get 9:30?
Because I went to bed at 9:30. And my mother made me go to bed at 9:30.
I didn't have to go to bed at 9:30. I could stay up to 10 o'clock and I turn out okay.
You trying to talk about my mother?
No. But you have to admit, our rules do not give us perfect children. I mean, look at it. Sandra dropped out of law school. Denise is in the jungle. Theo cannot get into the dorm. And Vanessa lies to us and stays out necking in the woods at night.
That has nothing to do with 9:30. If we set rules, then they should be followed. And it's because we know better. I think we know better. Now, let me give you an example. There was a man named Mr. Ike. And Mr. Ike had a TV set. And he liked to watch the fights on Wednesday nights. I was about 10 years old. I go over to his house to watch the fights. Mr. Ike chewed tobacco, put a big shredder thing, and he had a can. And it says, and spit in the can and watch the fight. And it just looked good to me. And I said, Mr. Ike, can I have some of that? He said, no, you can't have any. I said, why? He said, because you're too little and it's not good for you when you're little. So I kept bothering Mr. Ike. And finally I said, Mr. Ike, please, I know how to do it. I've seen you do it. Please, Mr. Ike, let me do it. So Mr. Ike looked around, gave me a little bit. I put it in my mouth and I had it. Just like Mr. Ike. I'm sitting there, and this stuff is burning. It's the best time I've ever had, Mr. Ike. And the next thing I knew, a half hour into the fight, something said, what'd you do with that last mouthful of juice? I couldn't remember what I had done with it. But my stomach knew where it was. They were all over the place. Old people know better, I'm telling you.
I'm about to find out who committed the murder. This is the most exciting part of the book.
I have something more exciting than that.
Come on, honey. I gotta finish
no,
this chapter.
Not gonna
Come
get
on
it.
Now.
That's not gonna get it, I
Come
said.
Come on now.
Turn out the light. What?
Rudy, what are you doing up? You're supposed to be in bed.
Mom, Dad, you know you always say whenever something's wrong, we can talk to you about it.
What is it?
I have a list of things that I know I can do, but you won't let me do just because I'm 9. and I don't think it's fair.
What is it?
Number one, I have to be in bed at 9:30. That is not fair, because sometimes I am not sleepy at 9:30. Number two, I have to wear whatever you tell me to. I cannot pick out my own clothes. Number three, my lunch. Sometimes I do not like what you make, and I get in trouble if I don't eat it. Number four, I am not allowed to see movies that most of my friends have seen. They're laughing and having a good time while I'm sitting at home waiting to get older. That is not fair. Number five, I'm not allowed to wear makeup. That is not fair.
Wait a minute. You want to wear makeup?
Well, no. But if you change some of the other rules, I'll forget about the makeup.
Is that the end of your list?
Yes.
All right, let me have it.
Rudy, I am very impressed with your clarity of expression.
Thank you.
She has come to us very thoughtfully, very diplomatically, and I think we should consider changing at least one of those rules.
Did she age when she came through the door?
We could change number one.
Okay, you can stay up as late as you want to.
All right!
Oh, wait a minute. You have some obligations here. You have to do all your homework. You have to get yourself up in the morning, and you can't be late for school one time.
No problem.
Okay, we got a deal. Good night.
Good night. Hey, I don't have to go to bed.
You're going to bed. Good night.
Well, that's all right with me. I think I'll watch some TV. The night's still young. Bye.
Might as well have some fun.
Put back.
Now, you gonna set up some rules? I'll give you a list.
Stop it.
From Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Don Rickle from San Diego Zoo, Joan Embry, comedian Bob Nelson, and the mighty Carson Art Player. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Hi. There's something on called The Tonight Show. You gotta see it. You know that guy from Star Search? He's on it.
Is she allowed to stay up this late?
No. Rudy, what are you doing?
From now on, I'm allowed to stay up as late as I want.
Well, fine, but I think you better get upstairs before Mom and Dad see you.
It was Mom and Dad's idea. I told them I didn't like the rules, and they changed one. Now I can stay up as late as I want.
Oh, Theo, you're wrong about your parents. They sound very progressive to me.
Why don't you join me? There's going to be someone on from the zoo.
Well, we can. We have a big exam to study for.
I already did my homework. I'll just stay here.
How long are you planning to stay up?
I don't know.
You know, Rudy, they always say the last child gets away with the most. I guess they're right. I mean, look at you.
Rudy. All right, come on. Let's go. We're going to school. Get up.
I don't
want to
get up.
No, you're going to get up. It's time to get up. Okay? Here we go.
I have a stomachache. I feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up.
Well, I saw all that food you were eating, and you should not only have a stomachache, but smell like the gross-out children. Now, here, come on.
Daddy, leave me alone. I want to stay in bed.
All right, well, now I'll take you to the hospital, all right?
No,
here we go.
I don't want to go to the hospital.
No.
I want to stay in bed.
All right, well, then, come on. You have to
please,
get up.
Please, Dad.
Listen, no, please, Dad. Yes, I know.
You're being so mean to me. I have a stomach ache and you're pushing me around.
I'm going
to
get your clothes. You're going to put your clothes on. And then you'll get ready to go. Oh, no, no, no. No, ma'am. You heard the tune. Now you got to pay the piper. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, up and away we go now. You're going to put these clothes on. Here we go. Come on, put them on.
I want to wear that.
Okay, if you don't want to wear it, then put it back and pick out what you want. Come downstairs, make your own lunch. Bingo, you're off to school. Did you have a good time? That's the question.
There.
I beg your pardon? Huh? Come on, get up. Bring these clothes with you. Okay? Come on. You'll take a nice shower, and don't yawn in the shower. You might drown. Yes, Mrs. Cutler, how are you? Rudy's been listless and cranky. Well, I'm not surprised about that because Mrs. Huxtable and I have been having a little experiment with the rules with her, and we let her stay up for a couple of days. And from what I saw this morning, she's not far from the fall. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, hi, Dad.
And here's Rudy.
How you feeling?
Never felt better.
Not tired, huh?
Me? No. I love my new freedom.
Uh-huh. And how was everything at school today?
Fabulous. I was even smarter than I usually am. I think it's from staying up.
I bet your teacher must have been happy.
Yep. And at recess, I had the kids cracking up. I was telling them all the jokes from the Tonight Show that they had never heard because they were all in bed. Those hockey pucks.
So you're looking forward to tonight, huh?
You better believe it.
Well, I have good news for you. I don't have to go to work until late tomorrow, so I'm going to join you. We're going to watch the Tonight Show together, and then at 2:30... there's going to be an old black and white James Cagney movie on. We can watch it together.
Okay, I'm in.
Good.
But first, I have to do my homework.
There you go.
I'll be right back after these messages. Come on, wake up, wake up. Gotta hit the homework, the beach. Yeah.
Hey!
What? Didn't anyone ever teach you to knock?
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you how impressed I am with you.
What do you mean by that?
When I was your age, I always wanted to stay up past my bedtime, but I could never figure out how to do it. You went to Mom and Dad with your list, and they changed it. Way to go!
Come on, what are you really doing in here? You're making fun of me, aren't you?
No, I mean it. I'm really proud of you.
I don't believe it. You came in here to laugh at me because I'm tired. Well, it won't work.
What's the matter with you?
Don't play dumb with me. I know what you're really doing in here. The whole family's setting me up to fail. Kenny told me. He said, you're going to try to teach me a lesson. You don't think I can stay up. Well, I'm on to you, sister. You're the ones that are going to look like fools, see? Yeah, when I pull this off.
You know what your problem is? You have been staying up too late watching too many of those old gangster movies.
I watch what I want, when I want. And you palookas can't stop me. I've been in tougher fixes than this. You can just take your phony smile and hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks?
Yeah, scram, baby. They're not going
and take me alive, yeah.
All right. A lovely snack for two.
I haven't heard a peep out of Rudy's room for the past 3 hours. Now, do you think she's going to come down here and watch television with you?
No, but I did promise her that I would be down here to wait for her, and I shall.
Well, I hope that the child doesn't make it because, frankly, she needs the rest.
Hmm.
And I could enjoy some time alone with you. With nothing but the flickering light of the television to illuminate us.
Hi, here I am. Noah's gotta tell me I can't stay up.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Mm-hmm, make room on the couch.
You know, I had something going until you came down here.
Dad, you can always go to your room.
I'm gonna leave you two to this.
Right.
Good night.
Good night.
Mwah.
Good night, honey.
Hip on the tube. Go to Miss Johnny's monologue.
What? You know, I'm almost sick of you.
Ed McMahon, along with Doc Severinsen, and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Robert Klein, Claire Brown, and 7-year-old Federal Trade Commissioner Teddy Andrews. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Studio audience.